Here at God's Big Story, we know that your kids love reading and learning about Jesus. Well, today we've got something great for kids of all ages from our friends at Kaleidoscope.
Parents, maybe you've wondered, how does my child transition from storybook Bibles to full-length adult translations? You know, it's sort of that tricky second to fifth grade territory where they're not babies anymore, but they're also not quite ready for an adult translation.
That's where Kaleidoscope comes in. They take each book of the Bible and faithfully retell it in engaging kid-friendly chapter books, from Genesis all the way to Revelation. And now they have really big news, like really big news. They are recording each of their books as audiobooks for Yodo players.
So go ahead and hop on their website at readkaleidoscope.com to check them out and maybe order a book or a Yodo card with 10% off using the code BIGSTORY.
Kaleidoscope, the new kid in kids' Bibles.
Listening to God's Big Story, a podcast for kids. Every week, we teach the Bible, sing the Bible, and talk about what it means with a friend or two. I'm your host, Julie, and as always, I'm here with my co-host, Matt.
Merry Christmas! Hey, Julie, question for you. What is a Christmas tree's favorite candy?
I don't know. What is it?
Ornaments. I get it. Ornaments.
Ornaments. Nice one, Matt.
Hey, there's plenty more where that came from. You just let me know when you want to hear more Christmas jokes.
Well, I know that jokes are one of your favorite parts about Christmas, so will do. But right now, we need to talk about our Bible story for today. It's a very special one about one of the most magical nights in all of history. A silent night. A holy night.
Hey, I see what you did there, Julie. Are we going to talk about the night that Jesus was born?
We sure are! But first, let's hear from some of our listeners about Christmas Day and how they like to celebrate it.
Make cookies. Play games. Unwrapping presents. See all my family. Open presents. See the presents. Take pictures. I make decorations. Open toys. Look in our stockings. See the other Christmas tree and the presents under it. When's Christmas Eve, I make Christmas cookies. Play with your family and give them hugs and say I love you. As you get presents.
And put your ornaments up on the Christmas tree.
I like playing with my mom and dad.
That you get to open presents. And presents under your Christmas tree.
I have a little Christmas tree and it lights up with the special black button.
Oh, I love hearing those great answers. On Christmas Day, we're celebrating Jesus's birthday, the very special day that the Son of God became a person. There's a big word for this, and it's called the incarnation.
Wow, that is a big word. Incarnation?
It just means that God became like us, a person. It's pretty miraculous, Matt.
Sure sounds like it, and sounds like a huge reason to celebrate. Maybe that's why Christmas is such a big day with lots of decorations and traditions. Like my family, we like to wake up early, and before we open any presents, we have a birthday party for Jesus. We have a birthday cake, we sing happy birthday to Jesus, and we blow out all the candles together.
I love that, Matt. What a fun way to start Christmas Day. My family reads the story of Jesus's birth at breakfast on Christmas morning before we open any gifts. It's so special.
That's so cool, Julie. I love hearing about all the different ways people celebrate Jesus' birthday. It's amazing to think that people all over the world have been celebrating it in their own special way for over 2,000 years.
Well, how about we go back over 2,000 years and open up the Bible to read about what happened on that very special first Christmas?
Hey, parents. Are you looking for an inspiring read for your little ones? Well, we've got something special for you. Introducing Kids in the Bible, a storybook Bible about God's children.
This new book by Caroline Saunders features a collection of 33 captivating stories from the Bible, all centered around kids, just like yours.
Ever wondered about the adventures of young Miriam, Samuel, or even a certain young Jesus? Kids in the Bible takes you on a journey through the lives of these remarkable children, showcasing how God's big plans unfold through even the smallest of us.
Each story is a treasure trove of courage, faith, and the boundless love of God. Whether it's a young warrior's bravery, or a girl who defies death, or the miraculous journey of a baby who changed the world forever, there's something for every young heart to connect with.
So parents, if you want your kids to discover the wonders of the Bible in a fun and engaging way, visit kidsinthebiblebook.com today.
Let your little ones be a part of God's special plan to bless the world.
Our story today comes from the Bible. The Bible is God's true word. It is from God and about God, and it is true. Let's pray and ask God to help us listen and understand His word. God, thank you for your word. Thank you for Jesus, who is the truth, and for the Holy Spirit, who helps us understand who you are and what you have done. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Last week, we learned about the very first story in the Bible, how God made everything, and that everything He made was good. God made Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve had hearts that loved and trusted God. Adam and Eve lived in a beautiful garden called Eden, where they got to walk with God and talk with God and see God face to face. There is nothing better than getting to be with God.
And God gave Adam and Eve one rule in the garden. They could not eat from the fruit of one tree, or they would be separated from God and die. And one day, a snake came into the garden and told Adam and Eve that they should eat the fruit that God told them not to eat. The snake said the fruit would make them like God.
The snake was a liar. Adam and Eve listened to the snake instead of listening to God. They ate the fruit God had told them not to eat. Adam and Eve's hearts became sick with sin. Because they sinned, they had to leave the garden and be separated from God. It was a terrible day. Can you show me a sad face? Yes, it was so sad. But before Adam and Eve left the garden, God made a promise. He told Adam and Eve that one day, He would send a Savior to save God's people from their sin.
And that Savior was Jesus. Jesus is God's Son. On the count of three, let's say Jesus together. One, two, three.
Jesus!
God's people had to wait many, many years for Jesus to come. And when Jesus did come, it was a surprise. Can you show me a surprised face?
Good job. After lots and lots of waiting for the Savior to come, there was a woman named Mary. An angel named Gabriel came to Mary and told her she would have a baby. Angels are mighty messengers and warriors of God. And Mary was afraid at first of the angel Gabriel, but he told her not to be afraid and that she was loved by God. Then he told her she would have a baby and she was to name him Jesus. Gabriel told Mary the baby Jesus would be the Savior whom God promised. Mary believed Gabriel and worshiped God.
There was also a man named Joseph. He was going to be Mary's husband. An angel came to Joseph in a dream and told him that Mary was going to have a baby and they were going to name him Jesus and he would save sinners.
In those days, the king told everyone in the land to go to their hometown to be counted. The king wanted to know how many people lived in his kingdom. So Mary and Joseph had to travel to a little town called Bethlehem. On the count of three, let's say Bethlehem. One, two, three.
Bethlehem. Bethlehem was far, far away, and Mary was very pregnant. Mary and Joseph couldn't drive in a car to Bethlehem or fly in an airplane to get there. They had to walk or ride a donkey. Imagine how uncomfortable Mary must have been walking and riding all that way.
And it took Mary and Joseph several days to get to Bethlehem. And when they finally got there, they were very tired. Can you show me a tired face? Oh, not only were they tired, but there also was nowhere for them to sleep. So they had to sleep in a stable. A stable is like a barn. It's where sheep and cows and horses and pigs live. A stable is not that clean at all. In fact, a stable is very stinky.
That night, Mary gave birth to baby Jesus. Luke chapter 2, verses 6 and 7 tells us that while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn.
On that special night, Jesus was born. Jesus is God's son. God's son left heaven to be born as a baby in a dirty, stinky stable and to sleep in a dirty manger that animals eat out of.
Jesus did all of this because he loves us. He would grow up and never sin. And then he would die on the cross to take the punishment for our sins. When we love and trust Jesus, God takes the sick, sinful heart out of us and gives us a healthy heart. Jesus came to save sinners. On the count of three, say it with me. Jesus came to save sinners. One, two, three.
Jesus came to save sinners.
That same wonderful night that Jesus was born, nearby there were some men in a field called shepherds. Shepherds take care of sheep. One way shepherds take care of sheep is by living and even sleeping with them outside.
While baby Jesus was being born in the stable, the shepherds were in a field watching over their sheep. It was a dark and quiet night. Suddenly, an angel appeared in the night sky. The Bible tells us the angel was surrounded by a very bright light from heaven.
The shepherds were very afraid of the angel. But the angel spoke to the shepherds and told them something wonderful.
Let's get an even closer look at this story and see what the angel said to the shepherds by reading from the Bible. If you're at home, open up your Bible with me. Our story today can be found in the New Testament, the book of Luke, chapter 2, verses 10 through 11. I'll give you a moment to find it. Luke chapter 2, verses 10 through 11. Remember, it's okay to ask for help if you need it. And if you don't have a Bible with you right now, that's okay too. You can just listen closely. Okay, is everyone ready? Luke chapter 2, verses 10 through 11 says, "And the angel said to them, 'Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord.'"
Did you recognize those verses from your memory verse song this month? Good! The angel told the shepherds not to be afraid, but to have joy. Can you show me with your face what it looks like to have joy?
The angel told the shepherds the good news that Jesus had been born. Jesus came to save sinners. And suddenly, instead of there being just one angel in the sky was filled with angels, lots and lots of angels. And the angels began praising God and singing about how great God is. They said, "Glory to God."
And then, just as quickly as the angels appeared, they disappeared. The shepherds quickly left their sheep and ran to Bethlehem and to the stable. There they found Mary, Joseph, and baby Jesus. When the shepherds saw baby Jesus, they worshiped him. Then the shepherds went all over Bethlehem telling everyone that Jesus had been born.
On the night that Jesus was born, God wanted everyone to know that Jesus came to save sinners. God sent mighty angels to tell the shepherds, and the shepherds were so excited, they left their sheep to go see baby Jesus and tell everyone else the good news that Jesus had come to save sinners. And we can tell others that Jesus came to save sinners too, just like the angels and shepherds did.
This Advent season, let's memorize two verses together that talk about Jesus' birth. Remembering God's word helps us know, love, trust, and obey him all the more.
And we've chosen verses from the New Testament, the book of Luke, chapter 2, verses 10 through 11. Luke chapter 2, 10 through 11 says, "And the angel said to them, 'Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord.'"
We know that's lots of words, so sometimes when you're memorizing God's word, it helps to put it to song. Let's give it a try.
And the angel said to them,
"Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." Luke 2:10 through 11. Luke 2:10 through 11.
The angel said to them,
"Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." Luke 2:10 through 11. Luke 2:10 through 11. Luke 2:10 through 11. 2:10 through 11. Luke 2:10 through 11. Luke 2:10 through 11.
Thanks for listening to God's Big Story. Today's story was just one of the stories in the Bible, which is really just one big story about one big God.
If you'd like to read more about the night that Jesus was born, you can turn to Luke chapter 2 anytime and read it together as a family, maybe over dinner. For more information or details about the show, be sure to check out this episode's description.
And tune in next time to God's Big Story. We'll see you again real soon.
Bye. Just a reminder that our friends over at Kaleidoscope are offering our listeners 10% off with the code BIGSTORY. That's all caps, BIG STORY.
That's right. And we put a link right in the show notes just for you. So head on over to readkaleidoscope.com and don't forget to use the discount code BIGSTORY.